It's the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Becky Holm, your insurance professional, focusing on Medicare, Marketplace, dental, and life.
And a special event happening at CHI Mercy Medical Center on Friday. We're going to talk about that. And Dr. Ahmad Damati is joining us to begin. He is a cardiologist and has been doing that for a number of years. I want to ask you, first of all, when did you know you wanted to be a doctor?
Well, that question probably goes back to my parents. My dad is a physician, and I think I was brainwashed into the physician business.
I've never gotten that answer before. But if you were interested in it, why cardiology?
So cardiology has, for me, I was always fascinated by cardiology, the way the physics, the chemistry of it, and I feel that is the best thing that suits my interest in medicine. And I don't regret that. I've been happy practicing as a cardiologist with no regrets.
Now, you're going to be covering a number of things, you and a lot of other folks at this event on Friday. A lot of people think about their heart, but they don't think about it very often until there's a problem. So how do people be more proactive, whether it's lifestyle, whether it's diet? What do you do so you are less likely to have heart problems?
So in general, that's a great question. Number one cause of causes of mortality and deaths in the U.S. is cardiac disease. So we always recommend when anyone is having any issues, whether it was chest pains, it's shortness of breath, they're having any form of symptoms that can be related to heart problems, to get evaluated. Now, in terms of lifestyle changes, we always recommend like the typical doctor recommendation, always staying on top of your exercise, try to be as active as you can be, and avoiding smoking and overall general healthy diet.
What about blood pressure? How does it tie into heart health?
Definitely. Blood pressure is what we call the silent killer. Having a blood pressure monitor and having the target numbers is always essential. And we always tell our patients these days you can get a monitor from anywhere. Just get a monitor, keep an eye on your blood pressure, and we always aim for the number 120 over 80. And having any uncontrolled or high number of blood pressure should be evaluated, whether you start with your primary or you can talk to your cardiologist.
Now, if I'm correct, over the years, the target number you guys are looking for has kind of shifted a bit, right?
Correct. So there has been a lot of studies. In general, the magic number, we would say 120 over 80, 130 over 90, and above is considered technically blood pressure. But anything above 120 is considered stage one high blood pressure. In terms of the target, it varies from a patient to a patient, but I would say as a general rule, 140 over 90 or above, you definitely have to be evaluated.
And what happens when people end up with blood pressure higher than that?
Higher than that, that means that definitely if you are having those consistent numbers above 140, you need further evaluation, whether it was blood work or medications. And most of the time, medications alone will be enough.
And when you're looking at the heart, how does mental health and stress, which probably goes to blood pressure as well, tie into all that?
Now, in general, blood pressure is something that we tend to evaluate over a long course of time. So when someone asks me about the blood pressure, we always tell them you don't have to take your single blood pressure reading as your average. So ideally, you want to measure it over a course of 2 weeks. Definitely, you don't want to be stressed. You want to be relaxed at home, 15 minutes sitting. If you are a smoker, you did not have any cigarettes in the last 30 minutes. If you're a coffee drinker, you did not have any coffee in the last 30 minutes. And then based on these numbers over a course of 2 weeks, we make a decision whether you have high blood pressure or not. So in general, if you are stressed, you have a bad day, definitely your blood pressure is not ideal that day. But over a course of a long period of time is the target number.
So don't take your blood pressure right after you figure out your IRS bill.
Correct, 100%.
Okay. What about diet and exercise? What kind of impact does that play?
So in general, diet for blood pressure overall, we have something that we call DASH, or the diet against hypertension. Overall, we recommend a balanced diet, reducing the amount of salt, avoiding red meat. Red meat portion should not be exceeding 1 to 2 portions a week. That's the recommendation by the AHA or the American Heart Association. And overall, having a balanced diet where you're having fresh fruits and the less of processed meat, and definitely salt and sodium are the major component contributing to high blood pressure.
When you talk about the number of times you would have meat in a week, what about the portion size?
The portion size, so in general, it varies, but in general, the recommendation is not to exceed 1 to 2 portions per week. So technically, a steak per week is the recommendation. If you're diet consists mainly of red meat on daily basis, that definitely has been linked to a lot of diseases, and many of them are related to the heart, specifically high blood pressure.
And so for people that go out and get that 16-ounce steak, probably not helping.
Definitely.
All right. And now you've been in Roseburg how many years?
So in Roseburg so far, 3 years.
And what do you like about the area so far?
Well, it has been amazing. Honestly, I did not expect to like it that much when I came in. The first time I was fascinated by the nature, how nice people were, and the weather aspect was pretty special to me because I was I did my training in New Jersey, and the East Coast weather was a little bit too rough for me, but never been happier here in Roseburg.
All right, Dr. Ahmad Dabadi is with us, and also Elizabeth Banducci is going to talk with us now about some specifics about this event on Friday, where, what time, and all that.
Okay, so our event is going to be Friday, February 6th. It's going to be at Mercy Medical Center in conference rooms A and B. There will be signs pointing people down to those conference rooms. It's going to be from 10:30 to 1:30. And then we are going to have two providers give a talk. Dr. Khan is going to be at 10:45, and she's going to be talking about coronary artery disease. And then Dr. Roger Dreiling is going to be talking at 11:45 about atrial fibrillation, and I believe his title is AFib, the New Silent Killer. So we also have several other vendors coming out that are going to provide all sorts of education on mental health and how that affects your heart health, and also on smoking cessation and other just healthy diets, exercise, those kinds of things.
So it's a 3-hour event. Is it kind of meant for people to be there the whole time, or can they come and go?
They can come and go. It's show up when you can, and except for the talks that start at those times, but they can show up when they can, walk through, talk to people, and then they are able to leave.
All right, again, that's Friday, and what's the time again?
It is from 10:30 to 1:30.
All right, very good, guys. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
8:39 at the Morning Report.